My name is Jeanette Samuels, and I'm privileged to be here. I want to tell stories about my grandmother, and the story I'm going to tell is how I got my rhythm, and it's a fond memory of growing up in Chapin, South Carolina. How I got my rhythm. Grandma Essie, a dignified and proud lady, is a devoted member of Eastern Star, a sisterhood that emphasizes the principles of biblical women. I admire how her beautiful hat tilts on the side of her brown, silky skin with grayish black pin curls silhouetting her face. Her crisp white uniform glistened from the sun rays shining through the stained glass window of the church. The star-clustered ring she wears symbolizes the organization's logo. I have hopes of having one of my own one day. For now, I will settle for the ring from my Cracker Jack box. The caramel-covered popcorn and peanuts are even sweeter when I find one inside. Perched on the floor of Grandma Essie's church, I conveniently drop my handkerchief on the floor as I sit in my special place between the pews. The choir begins to sing as the floorboards pulsate on the beat of hands clapping, fingers snapping, knees tapping, and canes thumping. Bodies sway back and forth on each seat of that rickety old church. Voices vibrate with high-pitched sounds as if ascending straight down from heaven, and my senses invoke a gentle spirit that rises deep from within my soul, traveling straight to the tips of my fingers and down to my toes. Affectionately known as Tiny, I am a rambunctious six-year-old, and the movement I see and feel while on that floor is mesmerizing. I jump up, clapping, stomping, and singing with the congregation. I want Jesus to walk with me. My hands, feet, and head are moving as if I am being controlled by a puppeteer. Next thing I know, I'm in the middle of the aisle as I sway back and forth, extending my limbs like a rubber band man. I feel the spirit of David leaping and dancing with me. 2 Samuel chapter 6 verse says, "And David danced before the Lord with all his might, wearing a priestly garment." I learned that lesson last summer in vacation Bible school. Grandma Essie grabs me by the ear and tells me to sit down and act like a little lady. My garment, a gingham blue and white pinafore, is a dusty dress. My pinafore dress gets dusty from the sparsely swept floor, and my hair is adorned with blue bows at the end of each pigtail. My T-strap Mary Jane shoes are frilly white anklet socks that also got dusty. Somehow, I ripped the lace on my pinafore, and I know I will get it when I get home. Grandma Essie looked at me sternly. She rises out of her seat, snatches me by the arm, and practically drags me to the ladies' room. She whips out her safety pin, securing the rip until it can be repaired. And she means business when she firmly dusts off my dress tail, shoes, and socks, gently wetting my beautiful lace handkerchief at the sink. It sends a message to my little Fanny as well. She has everything stored in that white patent leather bag of hers. She grabs my chin and looks straight into my eyes, telling me that she expects the best out of me, and so does our Heavenly Father. We return to our seats where Grandma Essie sits dignified with a statuesque demeanor that rivals a queen. But don't let what you see at eyes view fool you. Grandma's patent leather kitten heel pumps are tapping each beat precisely as if they're on fire. The choir's majestic voices singing in unison are magical, full of wonderment and joy. There are no instruments in the early days of Grandma Essie's church. Everyone is using what the good Lord gave them, hands clapping in various positions with interchangeable words, with wide open mouths to the fullest degree. The bodies become tools of a musical euphoria that shivers down the spine with alliterations channeling the voices of African ancestors. That's sure enough how I got my rhythm. I sit as Grandma Essie instructs, and then Pastor Wilson signals for us to stand on our feet to collect tithes. Marching to the front of the church is my moment to express myself again. I always have coins that Mama gave me for the church as I proudly walk up, placing my offering in the basket at the altar. My two-step following the rhythm of tapping feet as Uncle Peg sings his solo, "Wade in the water, Wade in the water, children. It brings a smile to my face and an extra pep in my step because I love wading in my plastic swimming pool at home. His heavy baritone voice and Caribbean accent causes flashes of inspiration among others too, as women begin to whip their wicker fans across their bosom and men begin to tap their canes and slap their thighs. He was once a calypso singer from the island of Trinidad. The offering is blessed and Pastor Wilson is delivering a word that brings forth a heap of amens and uh-huhs. I'm resting up for the next time I can let loose. As if on cue, at the end of the sermon, the choir begins to sing, "When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing it will be. When we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout for victory." Pastor Wilson said, "Let's clap our hands for the Lord," as if he's also rewarding himself for a powerful sermon. I flung my arms into the air, clapping with exaggerated motions, as boisterous and jubilant as I can be. After all, I did stay in my prospective place, and I know in my way that's why I came to church to praise the Lord, as I look for approval from Grandma Essie. Pastor Wilson said, "The doors of the church are now open," and asked those who do not have a church home to join us. I'm puzzled because the doors are closed, so how does he expect them to receive his invitation to come in? I know all about the big word invitation because it's on my birthday cards Mom helped me to hand deliver to my friends. The choir sings, "I'm gonna lay down my burden down by the riverside. Ain't gonna study war no more." But I heard wall no more. I didn't hear the word wall. I want to ask Grandma, why would anyone study a wall unless they're in time out? But I know I promised I would be a little lady, and talking in church is a big no-no. Then the choir sings, "Just as I am, without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me." Of course, I'm singing that out too. I try my best to behave and be still, but I know that God loves me and accepts me just as I am. Another lesson I learned that led me to wonder, why do I always have to wear my Sunday best? I love wearing my denim overalls with the t-shirts my brothers gave me. I love my flip-flops and my straw hat. But as the closing hymn is being sung, "Every time I feel the Spirit moving in my heart, I will pray." I know that I'll sing and I'll do my thing every time I visit the church, especially my rhythmic dance before the Lord. Amen. Okay.